good afternoon. We're here in the Gawler Culture and Heritage Centre underneath the Gawler Civic Centre, where a fire drill is currently being carried out, so we might have to stop recording at some point, just in case. I'm here with Kay, and we're looking back at Gawler's history for Wednesday, November the 6th.
Wow. November already, Jeanette.
Yes. So I will kick off with 150 years ago, the Lady Alice Mine. Our latest intelligence is that there has been no change in the workings, the tribute is continuing to stope each end of the rise. In the North Stope, the lode is 6 feet wide, producing good gold and copper ore, and the South Stope is still of great width, with good patches of copper ore all through it, and payable for gold also. The mine is not developing its lodes, as no driving or sinking is going on. It is pleasant to record, and something for Gawler to be proud of, that a dividend of 1 shilling and 8 pence in the pound has been declared by the Board of Directors, the Lady Alice being the only gold mine in South Australia that has declared a dividend.
Oh, really?
Mm.
A dividend. That means it must be owned by shareholders rather than a company rather than individual gold miners.
Yes.
Which is how the Chunga Goldfield, which is not what I'm familiar with, how they operated. Yeah. A dividend. Well, that would have been much later, 150 years ago, so that's the 1870s. It's well after the original gold rush of 1852.
Mm. Yeah, I think it started at Rossa in 1870 was when they found the gold.
Oh, first found gold
at Rossa. Yeah. So it's been four or five years at this stage.
Yeah. 100 years ago, the Premier of South Australia at Gawler. The Premier of South Australia, Honourable J. Gunn, in his visit to Gawler, had a capital reception in the Gawler Institute Hall. Mr. Gunn really came in the interests of the Labor effort to capture the seat made vacant in the Barossa. Nevertheless, he gave much knowledge of local interest and was loudly applauded for his principles and determination. Mr. Gunn dealt at some length on the previous government's administration, particularly in reference to the state railway's locomotive requirements, and definitely answered in the negative the hope that the contract let overseas might be cancelled and the work reviewed to meet local industrial demands.
Of course, at that stage...
Definitely, that's really awkward.
Answered.
Definitely
it is.
Answered in the negative the hope that the contract let overseas might be cancelled. So they were hoping that he was going to say, I'm going to cancel the contract.
Yeah, but he couldn't. Probably wasn't within his power to do so once there.
And the work reviewed to meet local industrial demands, which, that might be a bit more concerning. Yes. But
100 years ago, of course, was when Gawler started to go into that depression as the... foundries started to close down, and that was really at the end of the Phoenix Foundry era.
Once
they weren't getting the locos anymore. But I think it was a big job getting the locos, and things just get more centralised and move on. So,
oh, the ghost is back.
Yes. Ghosts and fire alarms. It's all happening today.
Oh, gosh.
So, 50 years ago, rates rise by up to 500%. A number of ratepayers are incensed by an increase in Gawler Town Council rates of up to 500% this year. Hardest hit were residents and business proprietors in streets close to the main shopping centre and Gawler East, where land values have risen sharply. Mr. D.H. Anders, who lives with his family in a large house on the corner of Carlton Road, said he would have to pay out $900 in council rates this year. 725 more than last financial year.
That was a lot for those days.
That was, because when we moved to Gawler 25 years ago, our rates were about $600 per financial year.
$500 50 years ago was a heck of a lot.
So $900 was a huge amount back then, 50 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, 900 was it? Yeah.
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 Yeah. 900 was massive 50 years ago.
$500 increase. My goodness.
It's almost probably what some properties were worth back then.
Yeah, well.
It would be more than that, but.
Right, 25 years ago. No, cry voters. Wakefield electorate delivered resounding no votes to both the preamble and republic questions in Saturday's referendum. On the question of the republic, the overall percentage vote in favour of the no vote was 67.15. But this varied from as high as 83.91 at Atherton down to 47.32 at Forreston, the only place which recorded a majority for the yes case. Right.
Actually, my memory of that day is that's when I met George Rao, who was our next-door neighbour.
Yes.
He came to the polling booth with a great big yes badge. He was a proud Republican.
And
that's the day that I actually got to talk to him for the first time because he was very shy. I wouldn't talk, especially to women, I think.
He was very passionate about his trains, wasn't he?
Yes.
The Gawler trains. Yes. He had very encyclopedic knowledge of them.
Yes. Well, we've got his old plan sitting on the table next to us at the moment that have now found their way here, thankfully.
Yes.
Yes, he knew a lot about Gawler's history of Gawler's trains and manufacturing.
Yes.
Passionate about it. So, 10 years ago, residents say, slow down. Playford Council is calling on the Department of Planning, Transport and Infrastructure to review the speed limit and signage on the notorious Gawler One Tree Hill Road. Elected members moved a motion last Tuesday to lobby DPTI to reassess the safety of the 100-kilometre road following concerns expressed by Yatalunga resident Sandy Davies. Mrs. Davies, who lives on the notoriously windy road, said the road's undulation, lack of visibility and high-speed limit creates dangerous situations to the point where Australia Post refuses to deliver her mail.
Wow.
I was on that road recently.
She lived up near where Alexander Avenue came out.
Oh, yes.
Right up on the crest. So Alexander Avenue came out at an angle, and hers is a house over the other side of the road overlooking the Barossa Ranges and over that way.
Oh, that is beautiful.
She's no longer living there, but,
If I had lots of money, that's where I'd want to live.
Yeah, I went there a couple of times for lunch there with her. And lovely, lovely lady. But she used to have the bookshop, Gawler Bookshop, in Murray Street. It's where I knew her from.
Okay.
Used to be up on the corner of Lindock Road, near the corner of Lindock Road.
Oh, okay.
Little bookshop there. Oh,
that must have been before my time.
Got so many books at home stamped with Gawler Bookstore, Gawler Bookshop in there. Yeah, and she did a swap. It was a book swap. So you can go and take six books in and get three books out.
Right.
And because it was opposite the Bunyip, Mark was forever there and I'd go in there a lot. Mm. So, yes, we have a lot of stamped books.
Well, there's a little bit of Gawler history.
Oh, yeah, a little bit more thrown in. So.
Yeah.
And that's it for this week, then, Jeanette.
That is it. Until next week, Kate.
Until then.
For old life's sign.